Welcome to the SQLServerCentral.com editorial for Thursday, September 27th. I'm Steve Jones, and this one is entitled, What Should a DBA Be Doing? You know, I came across a rather interesting blog post on jobs and confusion of titles from Conchango, which actually caught my eye after another blog from Adobe that talked about people that spend time doing things that aren't really their business or their job. You know, in Adobe's case, they were kind of complaining about time spent on open source software, configuring it, getting it to work with other pieces of software, when really you just want to use the software to do some other functions, such as edit an image, produce a document, something like that. The first blog was interesting because it talked about how a highly paid data architect ended up actually installing a RAID disk more than once at more than one client, which is kind of a mundane task for a high billing consultant. You know, if you're paying $100, $200 an hour, I'm not sure you really want somebody sitting there watching a RAID array build. The blog actually talked about it being a kind of confusion of titles, that this guy was an architect, but people seem to think of him as a DBA. I'm not quite sure that that's what was going on. I think it might have been, you know, we need this thing done, and you're a computer guy, so you can do it. You know, a lot of managers, especially in corporate America, don't really think about the cost of getting something done. You know, they're not really focused on the budget so much. They just focused on getting it done, and they don't really worry about the efficiencies of it, which I guess is another debatable point. The other thing is maybe they didn't see their own people as competent. Somehow they think that a $200 an hour consultant can do a better job with a RAID 5 array than a $40,000 a year network admin. I guess that's debatable as well, but I would tend to think there's a lot of jobs like that that most of us could do equally well as anybody else. You know, in my career, I've had a lot of different jobs. I've always tried to really be a team player, which means that, you know, if the printer needs paper or network cable needs to be built, or even if you want me to process terminated employees, you know, I've done that. I've copied their files off, I've burned CDs, removed their accounts, disabled them, whatever. You know, I'm pretty happy to do that stuff. When I'm a full-time employee, it kind of breaks up the monotony of what I normally do as a DBA to just do something else. And a lot of times it's real work. You know, as a DBA, I kind of push bits around and I test things. I may performance tune something, but I don't really see an end result a lot of times, you know, if I'm not building the software. You know, tuning something, checking a log, it's valuable work, needs to be done, but doesn't really give a lot of satisfaction sometimes. But, you know, it's not always an efficient use of my time. You know, if you're paying me $80,000 a year, which is what I was making in my last job, is it really worth it for me to spend half a day closing out accounts? Maybe, maybe not. You know, if it needed to be done and I didn't have a lot of other work, you know, maybe it's worth it. You know, if I've got other stuff to do, it's probably not a very efficient use of my time. It's not an easy decision, but I've always been happy to let my supervisor or client know that it's not cost effective and then let them make that decision. You know, just yesterday, my wife mentioned that she's a sales engineer and she's highly paid, makes six figures. Her job over the last week has really consisted of scheduling meetings between salespeople and clients, or salespeople and engineers and stuff. She wasn't really pleased about that. She kind of mentioned that it wasn't really a great use of her technical skills. You know, and a few people last week at PAS kind of mentioned similar things to me, that they get stuck in jobs where they're not doing what they want to do, or it's not interesting, or it's not a good use of their skills. And I can really understand that, and it's important to have job satisfaction. You know, some people definitely need it more than others, and some need it less. You know, I've always been perfectly happy to move cubes or rack servers, whatever needs to be done, even if it's days or a few weeks. Heck, you know, at $90,000 a year, I'm pretty happy just to make network cables all day by hand, if that's what you want me to do. I'm Steve Jones, and this has been the SQLServerCentral.com editorial for September 27th. Today's podcast features music from Incompetech.com. Check them out for some interesting royalty-free music. This podcast was badly produced by Steve Jones all by himself, and any mistakes are strictly his fault.